Blog Talk Radio. walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not public. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silent, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example. The consequent willingness of the American people to allow the steps of appeasement by our government, which amount to a piecemeal surrender of the rest of the free world and of the United States itself.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN founder.
I had planned another closing message, but I feel compelled to say what I'm about to say. Now, I risk sounding like a conspiracy theorist, but it's no longer a theory. What I'm about to say is fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government.
On the outskirts of the national capital today, black limousines with darkened windows converged on a hotel where private security guards imposed ironclad control. The limos carried royalty, political power brokers, and industrial titans to a secret meeting that will last all weekend. It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
Money from our treasury is now being spent for this effort. We will have a new currency and a new constitution modeled on the Soviet Union's constitution. Our rights will not be inalienable, but they will be granted by government who can also take them away. This is terrorism of the most worst kind, brought on you by our own government. The strongest, freest nation in the history of mankind will be averaged into world communism.
There is a very real prospect of a new world order. It is a big idea. A new world order.
A new world is emerging. It is a new world order.
The new world order is emerging.
A new world order can be created.
New world order.
The new world order.
New world order.
A 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 new world order.
And the hope that each of us has to build a new world order.
Движение в другом направлении, к новому мировому порядку.
I think even that does not describe why the world has changed so much and why the world has turned so much towards a new world order and a new kind of civilization.
France intends to pursue together with all people of goodwill around the world this battle to build a new world order of the 21st century.
It's about the defeat of Europe and a new world order.
A new world order.
The new world order.
New world order.
A new international order.
A new global order.
President Obama and British Prime Minister Gore today.
Is this some sort of a new world order, which Gordon Brown kind of alluded to?
God is setting up a new world order, and his plan includes you.
In an era of globalization, of political interdependence, where the world is ever more swiftly opening up, and the cliche about a global community becomes an economic, political, often social reality. In this new world,
in this new world.
British Prime Minister Brown today declared a new world order is emerging. We want to know what you think, so our poll question is, are you excited that a new world order is emerging, or are you concerned about America's sovereignty?
What is this new world order all about? It is about a reversal of the American Revolution. American Revolution was a bunch of farm kids and get them working in blacksmith shops and working at other jobs, standing up to the greatest army on earth in places like Lexington and Concord, and saying to the whole world that forever, no matter what happens, we Americans will decide here and decide for ourselves our own destiny. The new world order is the reversal, the overturning of that revolution. That's what the end goal is. America's a rich province, part of their new world order. But I give you my word, if ever I stand up on that east wing of the Capitol and take my oath as President of the United States, when my hand goes up, their new world order comes crashing down.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government. Once free nations are slaves to the will of a tiny elite, the dawn of a new dark age is upon mankind. Countries are a thing of the past. Every form of independence is under attack, with the family and even the individual itself nearing extinction. Close to 80% of the Earth's population has been eliminated. The remnants of a once free humanity are forced to live within highly controlled, compact, prison-like cities. Travel is highly restricted. Superhighways connect the megacities and keep the population from entering into unauthorized zones. No human activity is private. AI supercomputers chronicle and categorize every action. A prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks whose power can never be challenged. This is the vision of the global elite, their goal. A program of total dehumanization where the science of tyranny is law. A worldwide control grid designed to ensure the overlord's monopoly of power forever. Our species will be condemned to this nightmare future unless the masses are awakened to the New World Order master plan and mobilized to defeat it. Erected by a secretive group, the Georgia Guidestones are a testament to the elite's plan for a world religion, global laws, with a global court and army to enforce it. And set in stone, it is written that the population never rise above 500 million. In this film, you will learn how our world is truly governed. You will see how highly secretive roundtable groups interlock to form a global intelligence network. This group has been steering planetary affairs for hundreds of years. Now in the final stage, they prepare for open world government. A goal tyrants throughout history have lusted after.
concept of a new world order has been around for centuries. It's been receiving tremendous play over the last half of the 20th century. George Bush, the first senior president, George Bush, used it a lot in his speeches and really implies that he really wants to see a order in which we have a universal or a global type of governance in which every human being on planet Earth is ultimately responsible for policies that are being formulated at the international level.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It's really always the same. You go back throughout all of history, the Roman Empire, Soviet Union, Hitler during the Nazism was always saying that it's going to create the utopia for the average person, when in fact, history always shows that it does exactly the opposite.
Conquest and empire is as old as civilization. Babylon, Egypt, and Greece. They all built empires in an attempt to rule the world. The Roman system at its peak dominated the known world. Complex governmental systems were developed to control diverse populations. During the period between the 15th and 19th century, new empires emerged and again waged war for supremacy. The nobility, as well as the thriving merchant class, were financed by a handful of private banks. Many of the great money houses would hedge their bets and finance both sides of a war. Sophisticated intelligence gathering networks gave the financiers a clear edge over the governments they were slowly gaining control of. On the 18th of June, 1815, agents of the British arm of the Rothschild family looked on as Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte fought desperately to save his army from the jaws of a British-Prussian pincer attack. A Rothschild agent was able to get the news of Napoleon's defeat at the hands of Lord Wellington to Nathan Rothschild a full 20 hours before the news reached London. Nathan, the head of the British arm of the Rothschild family, put out the rumor to the London Stock Exchange that Napoleon had won the war. Stocks plunged by 98%, and Rothschild was then able to buy up the entire British economy for pennies on the pound. When the news of Napoleon's defeat finally arrived, stocks soared. Britain was now the undisputed ruler of Europe, and Rothschild ruled England. The already dominant British Empire grew even more aggressive. Her troops and bureaucracy spread across the globe. The sun never set on Britannia's holdings.
The banking cartel funded, in fact, since about 1800, they have funded both sides of almost every war. And, of course, they're getting the interest off of the loans that they've given the various governments and the wars that they have actually helped stimulate and create.
By 1900, Germany was a rising force and a leader of the Industrial Revolution.
World War I, for instance, there was absolutely no reason to have World War I, except that it was an ideal opportunity for the banking cartel to make a pile of money by funding both sides of that particular war.
Armaments companies financed by Rothschild-controlled banks in Germany, France, England, and Austria bankrolled all the factions. At least 20 million were killed in the war. It was a conflict so terrible, the people vowed to never fight again. They dubbed it the War to End All Wars.
Question is, why did they want war? Well, first of all, is money and power. But secondly, they wanted to create the League of Nations. They had this in their plans all along, and as a consequence, once the war was over or about to be over, they began to formulate this idea of a League of Nations so this would never, ever happen again.
Hundreds of years of practice made the British experts at hiding their empire behind puppet governments and councils. In the name of stopping all future conflicts, They proposed that countries would join a League of Nations. Their true intention was for the League to serve as a framework for world government. President Woodrow Wilson, who had spearheaded the establishment of the private Federal Reserve System in the United States in 1913, strongly supported the establishment of the League of Nations.
Woodrow Wilson was a very naive president. He was basically a college professor that was grafted into this whole system.
The League convened in Paris in 1919, but many nations recognized it as a threat to their sovereignty and refused to join. Frustrated by the U.S. Congress blocking the League of Nations, British intelligence, with the help of the Rockefeller family, set up the Council on Foreign Relations in New York City in 1921. The Council recruited the best and brightest of American life to support the growth of the Anglo-American Empire. The CFR's stated mission is to abolish all nation-states in favor of an all-powerful world government administered by a tiny elite. By 1930, the promoters of world government had split into two interlocking camps, the Fabian Socialists centered in London and the Fascists based in Italy and Germany.
National Socialism will use its own revolution for establishing a new world order. Adolf Hitler.
Supporters of the fascists in the United States and England believed that the military should be used to quickly transform the world into a new world order. All the more sophisticated practitioners of globalism stated that incrementalism was the sure path to world domination. Congressional Medal of Honor winner Major General Smedley Butler went public in 1934, exposing an attempt by the robber barons to launch a military overthrow of the United States. The war hero testified to the McCormick-Dickstein Committee in Congress that some of the most powerful men in America had tried to recruit him to lead a military coup so they could set up National Socialism in the United States.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government.
The fascists had also made deep inroads in England. Edward VIII, King of England, was forced to abdicate the throne because of his public support for Hitler. In the build-up to World War II, and during the conflict, the bankers again financed both sides, just as they had done with Napoleon. With the rise and fall of the Third Reich, Europe lay in ruins. Once again, the elite claimed that only global governance could save humanity from certain destruction. And this time, the elite would succeed in setting up their world body. In April of 1945, at the Presidio Naval Base in San Francisco, the United Nations was founded by the victors of World War II. The United Nations complex was then built in New York City on land donated by John D. Rockefeller. Shortly after the elite established the United Nations as their base in the United States, the newly formed World Council quickly began work on the next phase in their plan, the incremental formation of continental superstates. The first step in their trilateral plan was the creation of the European Union. Unifying Europe had been tried many times and was extremely unpopular. Where Napoleon and Hitler had failed to accomplish their goals using force, the globalists would succeed using stealth. The British spearheaded the formation of the Council of Europe on May 5, 1949. The Treaty of London claimed to only establish trade ties between European nations, like NAFTA or GATT in North America. Its true intention was the formation of a European superstate.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example. Now, here are the aims for the United States. One, greatly expanded government spending for every conceivable means of getting rid of ever larger sums of American money as wastefully as possible. Two, higher and then much higher taxes. Three, an increasingly unbalanced budget despite the higher taxes. Four, wild inflation of our currency. Five, government controls of prices, wages, and materials, supposedly to combat inflation. Six, greatly increased socialistic controls over every operation of our economy and every activity of our daily lives. This is to be accompanied, naturally and automatically, by a correspondingly huge increase in the size of our bureaucracy and in both the cost and reach of our domestic government. Seven, far more centralization of power in Washington and the practical elimination of our state lines. There is a many-faceted drive at work to have our state lines eventually mean no more within the nation than our county lines do now within the states. Eight, the steady advance of federal aid to and control over our educational system, leading to complete federalization of our public education. Nine, a constant hammering into the American consciousness of the horror of modern warfare, the beauties and the absolute necessity of peace, peace always on communist terms, of course. And ten, the consequent willingness of the American people to allow the steps of appeasement by our government, which amount to a piecemeal surrender of the rest of the free world and of the United States itself.
The American Revolutionary War began as the American colonies sought to detach from England and its oppressive monarchy. Though many reasons are cited for the revolution, one in particular sticks out as the prime cause, that King George III of England outlawed the interest-free, independent currency the colonies were producing and using for themselves, in turn forcing them to borrow money from the Central Bank of England at interest, immediately putting the colonies into debt. And as Benjamin Franklin later wrote, the refusal of King George III to allow the colonies to operate an honest money system which freed the ordinary man from the clutches of the money manipulators was probably the prime cause of the revolution. In 1783, America won its independence from England. However, its battle against the central bank concept and the corrupt, greed-filled men associated with it had just begun. So what is a central bank? A central bank is an institution that produces the currency of an entire nation. Based on historical precedent, two specific powers are inherent in central banking practice: the control of interest rates and the control of the money supply, or inflation. The central bank does not simply supply a government's economy with money, it loans it to them at interest. Then, through the use of increasing and decreasing the supply of money, the central bank regulates the value of the currency being issued. It is critical to understand that the entire structure of this system can only produce one thing in the long run: debt. It doesn't take a lot of ingenuity to figure this scam out. For every single dollar produced by the central bank is loaned at interest. That means every single dollar produced is actually the dollar plus a certain percent of debt based on that dollar. And since the central bank has the monopoly over the production of the currency for the entire country, and they loan each dollar out with immediate debt attached to it, where does the money to pay for the debt come from? It can only come from the central bank again, which means the central bank has to perpetually increase its money supply to temporarily cover the outstanding debt created, which in turn, since that new money is loaned out at interest as well, creates even more debt. The end result of this system without fail is slavery, for it is impossible for the government and thus the public to ever come out of the self-generating debt. The founding fathers of this country were well aware of this. By the early 20th century, the U.S. had already implemented and removed a few central banking systems, which were swindled into place by ruthless banking interests. At this time, the dominant families in the banking and business world were the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Warburgs, the Rothschilds. And in the early 1900s, they sought to push once again legislation to create another.
Years from now, some of them may look back and ask themselves whether they've made the right choice, whether they've made the most of the opportunities they've been given. Together, we have the same mission. Over the course of your life, you will find that things are not always fair. You will find that things happen to you that you do not deserve and that are not always warranted. But you have to put your head down and fight, fight, fight. Never, ever, ever give up. Don't give in, don't back down, and never stop doing what you know is right. Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. And the more righteous your fight, the more opposition that you will face. In your hearts are inscribed the values of service, sacrifice, and devotion. Now you must go forth into the world and turn your hopes and dreams into action. America has always been the land of dreams because America is a nation of true believers. When the pilgrims landed at Plymouth, they prayed. When the founders wrote the Declaration of Independence, they invoked our Creator four times. Because in America, we don't worship government, we worship God. It is why our currency proudly declares, "In God we trust." And it's why we proudly proclaim that we are one nation under God. The story of America is the story of an adventure that began with deep faith, big dreams, and humble beginnings. The next generation of American leaders, never, ever give up. There'll be times in your life you'll want to quit. Never quit. Never stop fighting for what you believe in and for the people who care about you. Carry yourself with dignity and pride. Demand the best from yourself. The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. You must keep pushing forward. And always have the courage to be yourself. America is better when people put their faith into action. Pray to God and follow His teachings. Today, each of you begins a new chapter as well. When your story goes from here, it will be defined by your vision, your perseverance, and your grit. You will build a future where we have the courage to chase our dreams no matter what the cynics and the doubters have to say. You will have the confidence to speak the hopes in your hearts and to express the love that stirs your souls. As long as you have pride in your beliefs, courage in your convictions, and faith in God, then you will not fail. As long as America remains true to its values, loyal to its citizens, and devoted to its Creator, then our best days are yet to come. The class of 2017, may God bless the United States of America. And I just want to let you know that God blesses you. And I want to just say, you are special in every way. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
There you have it. All right. Okay, set that down there. All right, here we go. All right, anybody here want to chip in here tonight? Got something they want to add or they want to get off their chest? It's 657-383-0616. Press number 1. I got 214 unmuted. So what's up? I got you unmuted, 214. Yeah, I saw you had your hand up. 214, if you can still hear me. If you're there.
Yeah, it's Gunslinger, yeah.
What's up?
Very interesting. It's when you're dealing with these elite bankers, especially the Rothschild and the Rockefeller and all them fellers, okay, they ain't very good fellers, okay. They're the most evilest people that has been walking the earth, okay. There's no doubt about it. They're the ones that are the cause of every economic failure in the world's history, not only in this country, but in the world's history. Who you think orchestrated the Great Depression? They did. The banking cartel. I mean, we all know it was a setup. We all know it was a planned setup. Okay, there's no doubt about it. Okay, these people.
Well, they did
a
margin call.
Money,
yeah, they did a margin call. J.P. Morgan did a margin call. In 1929 there, and then it's caused a fake panic and. It's the same thing. They cause an action to get a reaction and cause disorder to create one order, And that's what they're doing. They're doing it now with World War III.
There's no, there's not a penny on the face of this planet that moves that they don't know about it or authorizes it to move.
Yeah.
I mean, look at every one of these cities here. You see some of the most tallest and biggest buildings in these cities are owned by those people. Okay.
By the banks. Yeah. Okay. Best buildings in the city. Yep.
Okay.
Bankers.
Yeah. Bankers.
Most beautiful buildings.
The tallest building in Dallas, Texas. Okay. I call it the Jolly Green Giant because it's got green neons on all four corners. This thing is huge. Tallest building in Dallas. Guess who owns it? Bank of America.
Let me guess. Bank of America. Bank of America.
I mean, go look at a picture of the skyline of Dallas.
Crazy.
And you'll see this big son of a bitch up there. And that's to get the whole damn bank, or the whole building is Bank of America, I guess. Or they probably sublease it or whatever, but, you know. But it's still, and they're part of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. All these banks are. They're all tied in. They're all intertied, intertwined.
Well, that's what hopefully tomorrow night I'm going to be having a guest. I'm going to have a guest on tomorrow night, hopefully, and we'll be able to get into a good deep conversation about some, you know, intellectual conversation, talking about, you know, events and, you know, and talk about local stuff, too, and how it affects everything. You know, basically, I think it's going to be a good conversation between me and my guest. He's got a very extensive background. He worked with DHL. He's lived in Iraq. He's American. He's not, you know, a Middle Eastern. He lived in Iraq, Afghanistan. He's spoken at the United Nations. He's definitely has ties and connections all in the global community. So hopefully, you know, we can have a good conversation and talk about things and educate the masses out there about the events and things and how they can fix things and locally get involved. And I, you know, all kinds of areas. I've spoken to him already privately, and he's very articulate, very well-spoken, and should be able to have a good conversation tomorrow evening, hopefully, if everything works right. Last week, we tried to get him in here, and Blog Talk Radio, of course, crapped the bed, you know, and shut me down. So, you know, just right on my night, too. That was the only night that they shut down. Isn't that interesting? You know, I mean, who knows? But they've done it before. But I'm just saying, it was a little bit odd that night. You know, you never know. Who knows? But ever since George Soros got his fangs into Blog Talk Radio, let me tell you, it's one big screw-up, you know?
It seems like it has that pattern, you know, because when things start to show a pattern, you know, it usually is pretty clear. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see, hey, there's a pattern here. What's up? Working fine?
Yeah.
Now, this idiot came in, and now it's a piece of shit. So where did it go wrong? Well, whoever came in there, obviously, duh, you know?
He has
his nasty little fucking fingers in there. Another evil person, there's no doubt. Soros. You know?
Oh yeah. No, I'm just reading a message that somebody sent me. Okay. I'll answer. I'll see what they're talking about there. Yeah, I'll answer that in a second. I don't want to say nothing over here. But anyway, anybody else wants to call in here tonight? I saw a bunch of people on the board there originally. I know I was playing that documentary there, you know, because I didn't have anybody call in, so I figured I'd, you know, play the documentary, and then I turned my back for 10 minutes, and then bam, I got 10 callers. You know? It's like, what the hell? You know? And then I start taking calls, and now I got 3. So it's like, I can't win, man. I don't understand it. But listen, that I don't know who was listening to the American Statesman earlier podcast. That last night on that Kitchen Politics, that wacky batty liberal show, right? That girl called in there and. That was on American Statesman, and I recognize that voice, man. And she was basically playing both sides of the coin, and like a double agent, you know. And she was criticizing me and arguing with me about the Ukraine, you know, money getting sponsored to Ukraine and everything. And I'm like, I recognize that voice. And sure enough, it was her that always calls into the American Statesman and plays the good guy on our side, you know. And then go calls into the liberal show and plays the bad guy. I don't like that because you don't know if someone's for real then or not, you know. I mean, I don't like that acting stuff. You know what I mean? Gunslinger?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. You have no idea. It's insanity.
Yeah, you don't know who you're talking to then.
Yeah, you don't know who you're talking to. You know, how do you know these people? You don't, you know.
You know, you don't know who's for real and who's not, you know? You just don't know. You just don't know at all. You just don't know who you can trust anymore and who's out there trying to troll you. I mean, I don't, for the most part, I usually get a good feeling my conscience steers me usually right. But, you know, but there's other people out there that troll you, and you don't know what their agenda is. You don't know what they're up to. You know, it's like these podcast shows. I mean, like I was talking the other day, you know, 5 years ago, my podcast show was off the hook, man. I was I mean, it was just call. I mean, I'd get so many callers. I mean, it was just crazy. And I had to cut it back. I was like, the heck with this. It's too many, too much, you know. And it was just, and then people were crank calling me at my house and bothering me and putting up ads on Craigslist and stuff for me. You know, one guy put up an ad on Craigslist saying I had Lionel Richie tickets for sale. I'm out there working, cutting down trees in 100-degree heat, man. And I got my phone's blowing up about tickets on Craigslist. I said, what the hell are you talking about? You know? And it was the trolls on Blog Talk Radio.
Damn.
You know, yeah. That Tony Talk show, that Tony Gaga show that they had. I don't know if you ever heard of that one or not. You know, he's off now. But, yeah, they made that funny voice. He used to talk all funny with a weird voice. And all they talked about was perversion, you know, and perverted pornography and stuff like that. You know, nonsense. You know, giggling and laughing and talk about nothing of any type of seriousness. Like tonight we had a good conversation on American Statesman about, you know, how we can fix things and how we can get together and start forming, you know, local assemblies and start. What we have to do is do what they did to us, infiltrate the corporation like they did us. You know, the progressive movement has been going on for many, many years. They didn't achieve their goals overnight. They've done this through many, many years of indoctrination, through taking prayer out of schools, the Civil Rights Act that they passed, the abandoning the gold standard Nixon did. I forget, I think that was August 7th, 1970, oh, man, I want to say 74, maybe, was it? I don't know. But he abandoned the gold back in the dollar. You know, it's just insane. You know, the years that they've been at work trying to destroy America. And I think they've really achieved everything that they wanted to achieve. Because, look, we don't have secure borders right now. You live down there in Texas. I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. I was arguing with a liberal last night. They told me that there's no problems down at the border. Everybody's coming in legally. That's what they told me. That there's not people who come across illegally. That's what they told me on the phone.
People live in a delusional world, in a fantasy land, especially libtards.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you want to call them, the left wing, left side. They, you know, just like Poopy Pants Biden. He thinks everything is just fine and dandy, okay, when it's just the opposite. See, they think the opposite. You know, they don't think logistically. Like I do, and the rest of the people, like you and everybody that else is in the know. We think logistically. We use reason, logic, and common sense. They don't have none of it. I don't even think they was even born with it, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't really.
No, they don't have custom. Okay? Well, what it is you can't have a direct kind of, you can't have a conversation with them, because once they disagree with you and you prove them wrong, they flip. Like, remember that night we had the conversation with Mike? He was from Iran on the show, and we were talking about the Quran and the Muslims and how, look, the Quran is a violent book. It says you could beat up your wife with a stick if she disobeys you. It says, first of all, it says if you don't believe the way they do, that they can kill you. You know, I mean, and it says it in the Quran, you know.
It does. I've looked it up just out of idle curiosity, okay? And it says exactly what you just got through saying.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before.
And they're arguing.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they consider us infidels, okay?
Yeah.
Goyim, okay? And I don't care what kind of rag you wear on your head, you're still part of it, okay? Plain and simple, okay? If you support and you wear their garb, if I will call it, like a garbage can, okay, you support these people, okay? You support that. You have allegiance to these people. If you don't, take that damn rag head off of your head and throw it away, okay?
They can do whatever they want in the privacy of their own home. Anyone can do whatever they want in the privacy of their own home. Anybody can do whatever they want. But you cannot. How could you swear an oath to the Constitution with your hand on the Bible and you worship the Quran? They won't allow that. They won't do that.
Indeed.
So that means you shouldn't be allowed to be in government then. You know?
No, they should not be allowed in government. You're right. They can't. You can't have allegiance to America and these idiots over there at the same time. It don't work.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
if they actually,
I don't want to hear that crap.
All that stuff. Wasn't one of them was sworn in on a Quran, wasn't it? That sickness. I think it was on the.
Yeah.
It was.
I think it was actually. Tabib. What's her name? Tabib. Yeah. Over in
Minnesota. Yeah. Okay. You're swearing an oath on a foreign so-called Bible, okay, which advocates terrorism and killing of infidels. That's us, by the way, if you don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Okay. But yet you are in our government. Kindly explain how that happened.
Well, hang on. Let me just say this right here to win the whole entire argument or discussion, is to put it in my favor. It's, look, if I went to Egypt, I could not be a part of their government unless I was a Muslim or I joined or I became, you know, converted to their ways. And, you know, our troops, when they're stationed on their soil, cannot celebrate Christmas. Okay? They're not allowed to celebrate Christian holidays.
Oh.
When they're on their soil, protecting them, by the way. You know, that was a big thing during the Desert Storm, I remember.
Yeah, protecting them.
Yeah.
Protecting them. Isn't that crazy? It's insanity. And we're over there protecting them. Try that again.
And now they're coming with the conspiracy theories. Now nobody shot anything in Iran. Nobody hit anything in Iran. And look, man, all right, stop with the tinfoil hat crap. You know, I mean, just like when the bridge, the hitting the bridge thing, you know, they said it was it was an accident. You know, there's nothing wrong with questioning everything, but when you push it and you go off the wall and you demand that it is your way is the truth, that it was all, that everything's a setup and everybody's out to get you, then it gets a little too much when you're going to start peeking under rocks for Masons, you know? I mean, you know, I'm not going to be looking at every stop sign thinking there's an R on there, you know? chill out a little bit here, you know? Take it easy with the, you know, I like Alex Jones, you know? Everyone says he's a sellout or whatever, you know? Look, the guy obviously has been doing this for a long time. And, yes, he does prop up a lot of stories. And, look, but he does bring facts to the table. He does a lot to expose the New World Order. He does, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't deny that. You can't deny it.
You can't.
You know, and he does sell good products on there, too.
Like I said, he does the facts, okay. I've met the man couple times, okay, in person.
Oh, yeah?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. First time was down in Austin at a gun rally. Okay, we went down there a number of years ago now. But I talked to him and met him about two times down there in Waco, Texas, when I went down there, okay, at the Branch Davidians.
What happened to him? Why did he swell up like that? He swelled up like a balloon. It was like he's hot air turning on, like a helium balloon, like someone's pumping him up or something. His neck is all fat and lethargic. What happened to him?
I don't know. Well, one thing got old.
Okay.
You know, time doesn't do anybody any good. You know that. I don't care who it is. But, you know, when I talked to him, he was a very level-headed person. He was very, you know, rudimentary. He was right there on, you know, down to earth. He was a nice guy to get to talk to and have a nice conversation about the New World Order. I call it odor because they stink. Okay. So, you know, but like I said, he does have some weird conspiracy theories. I'll give it that. But most of them have come true, believe it or not.
I know.
You know,
go
back and look at all of his documentaries that he made in the 80s, late 80s, I think it was. I've got every one of them on VHS tape. Okay. You still see them on YouTube. You know, every one of them has come true. Every freaking one of them. So he's not that much of a crazy conspiracy theorist, okay?
No,
most of them
I know.
But people just don't want to believe it. Oh, he's a nut job. He can't. Oh, that's a conspiracy bullshit. Really? Yeah, you know. Yeah, right. Give me a.
This chat is all screwed up, man. There, now send it in the right box here. I don't know if anyone's trying to get a hold of me or not. I don't know. So, okay. Anyway, I don't know. I'm sending a private message. So, okay. But anyway, And another thing, too, the one may not be working on Blog Talk Radio, too. So when some people are pressing one, I don't know if it's working. It works with you, Gunslinger. There's a couple other people that are saying now it's not working. I'm getting messages. So, I mean, I get hit with messages from 8 different, you know, areas here. So I'm trying to catch up. And, somebody sent me a message saying it's not getting through. So I don't know. I just don't like unmuting people. So if you want to come on, press one, and hopefully it'll work, you know. But, yeah, that document, that thing I played there, that was pretty good there. What did you think of that there? That was talking about the New World Order and a lot of stuff that's going on right now, or a lot of things that are happening for the future, I guess you could say. I had something else here I wanted to read here real quick. That we always talk about this stuff, too, this birth certificate crap. And I really don't. I think it's just a rabbit hole. I think it's just one big rabbit hole and a bunch of nonsense. I think that I think we are bought and sold from the day we're born. I just don't think that there's a pot of money, a pot of gold waiting for everybody, you know? So let me read this here real quick. It says, your straw man is an artificial person. This is what they say. Take back your straw man today. It says, your straw man is an artificial person created by law at the of your birth. That makes a lot of sense. The inscription of the all capital letters name on your birth certificate document, which is a document of title and negotiable instrument, your lawful Christian name of birthright was replaced with a legal corporate name of deceit and fraud. Your name in upper and lowercase letters, Jane Mary Doe, for example, in parentheses, has been answering when the legal person, your name in all capital letters, Jane Mary Doe in capitals, is addressed, and therefore the two have been recognized as being one in the same. When you, Jane Mary Doe, the lawful being distinguished yourself as another party than the legal person, the two will be separated. Legally since your birth, your artificial person has been considered a slave or an indentured servant to the various federal, provincial, and municipal governments via your state-issued, state-created birth certificate in the name of your all-caps person. Your birth certificate was issued so that the issuer could claim exclusive title to the legal person created. This was further compounded when you voluntarily obtained a driver's license and an SSN number, Social Security number. The state even owns your personal and private life through your state-issued marriage license certificate. You recapture your straw man. The names and on the tombstone and cemeteries are all in all caps. The state holds the title to your legal person it created via your birth certificate, and Jane Mary Doe, the rightful owner, the holder in due course of this instrument that is yourself, redeems it. On April 5, 1933, President Roosevelt, under executive order issued April 5, 1933, declared all persons are required to deliver on or before May 1, 1933, all gold coins, gold bullion, and gold certificates now owned by them to a Federal Reserve Bank, branch or agency, or to any member bank of the Federal Reserve System. James A. Farley, Postmaster General at that time, required each postmaster in the country to post a copy of the executive order in a conspicuous place within each branch of the post office. On the bottom of the posting was the following: criminal penalties for violation of executive order, $10,000 fine or 10 years imprisonment, or both, as provided in Section 9 of the order. Section 9 of the order reads as follows: whosoever willfully violates any provisions of the executive order of these regulations or of any rule, regulation, or license issued thereunder may be fined not more than $10,000, or if a natural person may be imprisoned for not more than 10 years, or both. And any officer, director, or agency of any corporation who knowingly participates in any such violation may be punished by a like fine, imprisonment, or both. Note, stated within a written document received September 17, 1997 from the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Legal Counsel, Office of Deputy Assistant Attorney General Richard L. Schiffen, in response to a FOIA, was the following: a fact that is frequently overlooked is that executive orders and proclamations of the president normally have to direct effect upon private persons or their property, and instead normally constitute only directives or instructions to officers or employees of the federal government. The exception is those cases in which the president is expressly authorized or required by laws enacted by the Congress to issue an executive order or proclamation dealing with the legal rights or obligations of members of the public, such as issuance of selective service regulations, establishment of boards to investigate certain labor disputes, and establishment of quotas and, or fees with respect to certain imports into this country. Note, it seems rather obvious that President Roosevelt was not expressly authorized or required to issue an executive order or proclamation demanding the public, private, to relinquish their privately held gold. The order proclamation issued by Roosevelt was an undisciplined set of treason. Okay? And it goes on and on and on and on. So that actually did happen in our history, where gold was going to be confiscated, and, you know, by which I don't see why there wasn't a damn revolution right then and there, 1933, when we were all running around with Tommy guns back then, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on, man. You know, what the hell's going on here?
Well, that's a good that's a good question, what the hell's going on, you know?
Okay.
That, you know, it's a complete worldwide conspiracy. That's the only thing you can tell. That's the only thing you can say. You know?
No, just answering somebody in the chat room here. Well, I'm going to play something here. This was a show that I did some years ago. Play a little clip of this here. Pretty good. This is when I interviewed the Prime Minister of Canada and Mitch Gerber. I think this is it right here. I think this is the one right here. It has to do with organ harvesting. Yeah, here it is right here. I was exposing organ. I was taking on that, the Falun Gong and China. So let me play this here, a little bit of this show here. Anybody wants to call in, 657-383-0616, press number 1, and I'll get you on. Play this here. It's my interview or my show. It's my show from 9 years ago, actually.
All right, I'm typing it now. I guess people have to understand this is an international call, so it's, you know, this is not something where... Okay, and it should be going through in 1 second here. Okay, let's see if it goes through right now. I'm dialing the number right now.
Okay, Joseph. Okay, okay.
Is that Joseph?
It's yes, sir.
Oh, good. Hi, Joseph. David Kilgore here. It's good to hear you. I'm glad it worked.
Yes, it did. Thank you very much for being on my show. My name is Joseph Gibson. We're broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. David, go ahead. You got the floor.
Oh, well, sure. Look, I'm very happy you're doing this, Joseph. It's something that people need to know about this. And I'll give you the short version. About 2006, two of us were asked to study some allegations that the government of China was killing its own citizens and selling their vital organs, lung, heart, liver, this kind of thing, for huge amounts of money to people, including Americans and Canadians. And we, the two of us spent about 4 months, and then we did a revised report, and then we wrote a book. And basically, we concluded to our horror that at least 41,500 transplants in China had come from a group of people that Mitchell's going to talk to you about, the Falun Gong community. And basically what they do is that if somebody in North Carolina wants a liver or a kidney, they go on the internet and they deal with a broker in China or somewhere, and they pay the money, huge amounts of money, as I say, and then they fly to the number one people's hospital in Shanghai. They're tested for their blood and tissue type and so on, and then the doctor that's doing it, and in some cases it's a military doctor in uniform even, he then sees who's a match for the person getting the organ, and then he, on his computer base, this poor person who's in a forced labor camp, and I might say that people are sent to forced labor camps without any species of hearing. A policeman signs a form, and these people are sent there for up to 3 years. They work 16 hours a day. They make stuff. I'm told we've talked to people who've got out of these camps, and they tell us they make things like Christmas decorations, McDonald's toys, a lot of consumer items for the West. And but the Falun Gong people in these camps, and we're talking tens of thousands of people in these camps, they get tested every 3 or 4 months by doctors who come in and basically examine their organs. So what we now know is that when there's a match on the computer base, that the poor Falun Gong practitioner is taken into a an operating room, and his or her organ is taken, and of course they're killed in the process. The organ is then flown to say Shanghai, and the person has the organ put in, and they come back to North Carolina or Ottawa or something, and this has been going on now on a large scale since 2001, and it's a new crime against humanity. It's a new evil on the planet. It's got to stop. And your listeners, you, all of us, can do something to talk to a member of Congress or to do something to help this stop this process. And let's stop it this year. It's gone on far, far too long. Sorry to
David,
take up so much.
David, no, don't worry about it, David. I told you, I said you have the floor. But what I'm trying to get at is people who are listening tonight, can you just give some sort of background about yourself? So this way here people say, well, you know, this guy's talking this, you know, how we believe
yes.
him. Can you just give some sort of background?
Sure. The easiest thing for them to do is just go on Google and put in I guess the easiest thing is just put my name. David is easy enough. Kilgore is actually spelled K-I-L-G-O-U-R, not the way they spell it in the States usually, O-U-R. And you'll get my website, and there's a huge amount of stuff on the website, and it's all pretty clear. Now, who am I? I was a prosecutor for 10 years, back a long time. Then I was a member of Parliament, or equivalent to your Congress, for 27 years. I was in the cabinet, Mr. Kretchen's cabinet, and I was Minister and Secretary of State for Asia Pacific for 2 years too. So but all of that it may help. Some people might be interested in that. But the thing that we're trying to do is to get people to do something, to become informed about this and find out what they can do. The amazing thing is that there are only two countries in the world that have passed legislation saying that their citizens cannot buy organs. You don't even have to say buy organs in China. You just have to say cannot buy trafficked organs. And that's Taiwan and Israel. They're the only two places to date that have passed the kind of legislation we need to prevent.
Today in the United States, it's not illegal for Americans to say, like you said, North Carolina, to purchase organs from China.
No, it is not. And it would be if they did it within the states, but if they go outside of the states and they fly over to Shanghai, as they say, it is not an offense. There is a form people have to sign when they come into the states now saying that they have not taken part in any organ trafficking. But you can imagine if somebody's got a new liver and if they know the person that from whom they got the liver was killed in the process, they're probably not going to sign a statement saying they're bringing in a trafficked organ. So it's
That's
not
right.
effective.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But David, let me ask you another question. Now, what about here? I don't know if you know about this because you're in Canada. The Planned Parenthood situation here in the United States, where they've been caught aborted babies selling their body parts and organs. Does that tie in anywhere with what's going on and what you're talking about?
Not really, because a child that's an aborted child is not the organs would not be suitable for an adult. So we're talking about adults in China who've been convicted of nothing, prisoners of conscience. There are four groups. The Falun Gong is much the largest, and we're talking tens of thousands, maybe many more Falun Gong. We're also talking House Christians have been killed for their organs. Tibetans have been killed, and so have the Uyghurs. So we were talking four communities in China that have been killed. But we are not including children in that. Yeah, it's really just, and so many people say we've never heard of this. Well, as I say, there have been hundreds of stories written about it, but I realize people are busy and they don't want to know this. We didn't want to know it either, but once we discovered it was going on, David,
this is just a repeat of Nazi Germany. People did not want to know about it in the 1930s either, and look what happened. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, wow, 6 million Jews, and all of a sudden we're at war.
Yeah, well said. We're having an event here in Ottawa tomorrow for the Holocaust. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It's people don't want to know. The government of China does their utmost to hide it. So yeah, it's pretty well known, I think, around the world now that it's happening.
Why
we got to do something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. David, why hasn't the mainstream media picked up on this story? Why does alternative media have to talk about this? Why haven't they?
Well, some of them have. Now, the Christian Science Monitor, for example, has done good work on it. The papers like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times have done a little bit. I don't think they've done nearly enough. A lot of columnists have done things. There are members of Congress like Chris Smith has been wonderful about this. There's been some of the members of Parliament from both parties, I hasten to say, have been really good on it. But the State Department, frankly, the State Department has been terrible. We told them about this in 2006. It took them until last year to admit that this is going on, and they sort of did it reluctantly. But, they say their interests are trade or whatever things, and so they've got an interest in not talking about this, because if they admit that it's happening...
Exactly, because the United States actually, China owns most of the United States debt, and this should be a hush type of thing, because we trade with China, and without China, the economy in the United States would actually fold. But anyway, for people that are listening, I have David Kelleher, the former Secretary of State to the Asian Cabinet of Canadian Parliament, and one of the lead attorneys to first discover organ harvesting in the country of China, and China is a major trade partner with the United States. So I have David here, so I just wanted to let the callers know. And if you have a question that you want to type in, or if you have a question that maybe you want to call in, the number 687-383-0616, you have to press 1, and there'll be a question mark next to your number. I know I have about 45 callers on the line right now that have questions, but I want David to go ahead and continue because I know he's pressed for time. Go ahead, David.
Well, sure. Can I just let me say something when you talked about the economy of the United States, the economy of China? The two very gifted people in California, Peter Navarro and Greg Autry, who've written a book called Death by China, and I've spoken at their university in California. What the book points out, among other things, is that the more trade we do with China, the more Americans lose their jobs. They point out that it's approximately 50,000 manufacturing plants in the United States have closed over the last 20, 25 years, mostly because the jobs have been moved to China. We're talking about more than 20 million American families have lost their breadwinners because of this so-called wonderful trade with China. Well, I don't think it's a wonderful trade with China. They cheat on all of their agreements. They, as I said earlier, they will kill their own citizens and sell their organs to Americans or Canadians. It's not a good trade, because with a trading partner you have transparency, you do things honestly. Well, I think nobody has much doubt about this. They manipulate their currency, they cheat on their trade agreements, and above all, as you said earlier, Joseph, they're committing a crime against humanity, which some people think is equivalent to the Holocaust.
I agree, David. You're absolutely correct. And what we're seeing is what you're talking about from my research. And like I said, I'm a little ignorant on everything because I haven't fully researched it, but I will.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I felt that it's the right thing to give you a voice tonight. And like
Thank
I said,
you,
this
so
show
much.
Is this show is archived. And there are thousands of people right now logging on to this show, and they will download this show later on. Like, for instance, next weekend, they'll be downloading their show. It's on the Internet forever. But what we need to do is I watched a lot of your YouTube videos over the weekend and mm-hmm. where you gave press conferences talking about what's going on. And I feel like the press is, like, very – they're, like they don't want to really get too far into the issue. They were digging at it, but they just didn't want to get to the truth at what you were talking about. For instance, you gave a press conference. It was on YouTube. It was a four-part series, and there was hundreds of thousands of views on that. And I posted that on the website. Why doesn't the mainstream media really consider this a really number one story instead of Syria or ISIS? Let me not get off the touch subject here, but ISIS is a problem throughout the world today, and everybody's afraid of the terrorists and all that. But here we have hundreds of thousands of people being murdered in China, and nobody's talking about it at all. Why?
Well, what happens is, and you're absolutely right. What happens is that let me give you an example with CNN. I was in Australia, and I was supposed to talk to CNN about this matter, and basically they called up before the show and they said, well, it's not going to go on, and somebody said why, and they said, well, We're located in China, so of course we have to be careful what we do. And we have an agreement that if we're going to talk about this subject, we have to get somebody on from the Chinese government to give their point of view. And surprise, surprise, nobody from the government of China wants to talk about it. Therefore, we're not going to talk to you. Therefore, no interview. Now, that's a pretty thing you have it right there, huh?
So that's very interesting. Very interesting. Still a problem today. Organ harvesting, far worse than ever. Shut that down right there. So, yeah, he was only on for about five more minutes. That was international. Former Prime Minister of Parliament there, had him on the show. So to give it credibility, because if I started talking about the subject, people would think I was nuts. And this was 8 years, 8.5, 9 years ago. So, and still today, how many times do we hear about this? How many times do we hear about this, folks? You know, the guy that really exposed this, he's an activist. His name is Mitch Gerber. He's been threatened. His family's been threatened. He's an activist who has dedicated his life to expose and help stop the most brutal persecution and human rights atrocity in modern history. The state-mandated and state-endorsed forced live organ harvesting of the Falun Gong spiritual movement, where up to 6 million practitioners of the spiritual mind and body practice have been murdered since 1999 in China, sent to 36 death camps and over 700 hospitals where their bodies are cut open while alive, organs removed and sold, and the Falun Gong practitioners' bodies are burned in over ovens to conceal this horrific atrocity. You know, this is crazy. You know, he's not looking for a name for himself. This guy, I mean, he dedicated his life to this. You know, he doesn't seek any reward. You know, all he wants is for people to know about this human rights violation, you know, and people to become aware and lend their support and consciousness to this and stopping this barbaric and inhumane atrocity that will soon leave the world's people numb and stymied and shocked that this has been going on for at least 16 plus years. And that was back 9 years ago. To fail to support this, it's just disgusting. And the images that I saw and the videos that they sent me on this stuff, this was years ago, it was just absolutely disgusting to think that humanity could be that filthy, rotten, disgusting. I don't put it past anybody and what they do anymore and the things that I've seen. I mean, I just cannot believe that this should be and I'm sure none of you on the phone line here tonight have ever heard of this, you know? I mean, this is terrible, man, terrible. Imagine you 16 million plus, 16 million people that we know of. So, you know, the number's probably like 50 million. I mean, it's insane, man. It's insane. It's something that we really, 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 really have got to take a look at and keep our, what's wrong with this world? Isn't it disgusting? And again, I'm just letting this know. I'm reading some of the messages, the private messages I'm getting. I appreciate people. You know, that's good to know that there's people out there that have, you know, my best interest in heart, and that try to warn me about certain situations and things. I'm not going to mention it. I'm not going to talk about it right now. But try to warn me about certain people and people that are, you know, are involved in my community, or people that may be, you know, shady. You know, it's always good to be alert and to watch each other's backs and to understand that, you know, I am a true patriot. You know, you ain't got to worry about me. I'm not a sellout, you know. I mean, they've tried to kill me twice. So, you know, I'm not selling out for nothing. But there's people out there that have ulterior motives. They want to hurt people, or they have an agenda for some reason or another, which I don't understand. I don't know why, you know, when the end game goal is there. You know, I always say this term, the New World Order attacks and feeds on you, you know, so don't participate in it. I believe in individual freedom. I believe that individual liberty, and everyone should have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness without obstruction or regulation from the government or any powers to be or people in control, you know.
Here's
the
reason.
Go ahead, Gunslinger. I'm sorry.
Here's the reason that why these people do this is because they're inherently evil. Remember, there's a big battle between good and evil going on this planet.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
As crazy as it sounds, it's true. Okay. So here you have your evil factions, which are them, the New World Order and the bankers and the cartels, which covers them all. Okay. And then you got the good people. And it's a constant battle between the good and the evil. Tell me it's not, because it is. Because if it was all good, then we wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation, would we? Logic.
I unmuted you 907 because I wasn't sure if you had your hand up or not, because I don't think the number one is working. Okay? So I unmuted you. There's two private callers. I'm going to unmute you. If you want to talk, talk. If not, then I'll just mute you back, whatever. So you don't have to say anything, okay? But I don't think one's working, and I don't know if Sarge always calls in from a freaking private number, so I don't know if he wants to talk or not. Everybody's unmuted right now. So if anybody wants to say anything, just jump in there. I know it's frustrating when people have to wait on hold, and, then they think I don't see them, but I do, So, but I can only do so. I only got two hands. I can walk and chew gum at the same time, though. I can do that. Anybody want to chip in here? Final thoughts again tomorrow night. I'll be doing that interview. Hopefully it goes smoothly. Everything should be, we'll see what happens. There'll be a conversation here, private conversation, open conversation, about things that are supposed to be in private. So we'll see. I'll get to the bottom of everything. I'll look into things. I was born on a Sunday, but it wasn't last Sunday. Trust me, Gunslinger, you're down there in Texas. You see the illegal immigrant problem, obviously. Is there a major influx of people over the past 5 years? Or has it got? How many years you've been down there? How has Texas changed, or is it changing, or are they still hanging on to their come and take it attitude?
Well, yeah, they still got the come and take it attitude. We always will have that because it's Texas, okay? And I'm a native Texan. I just turned 60 a couple months ago, and I've been here my entire life, okay? So I know how it used to be. I know how it is now. And with the influence of all these illegals, which have no rights, by the way, okay, because they're not legal citizens, it's exploded exponentially, okay? It's always been a little bit bad because we're a border state. We're right there on the border.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not on the border, but I'm 100 and something miles from it. Remember, Texas is very big. It's like 600 miles from border to Louisiana, and it's pretty good sized state. But even down there, it's been going on for decades. Of course, there ain't no doubt about that. But over the just the past few years, it has quadrupled and then some, okay? Because now, and thank God for Governor Abbott, okay? He had it a little late, okay? But, hey, better late than never, right? Field thing goes.
Yeah.
Putting up all that razor wire and authorizing them to arrest the illegals and all that stuff. It's about time, okay? Texas needs to completely shut that border down. It needs to be shut down the whole damn thing, really. All the way from California, but you know how them freaks out in California are. They're not going to shut that border down over there because they want that. They want to destroy this country. It's crazy, isn't it? One of your own states in the United States, okay, wants to destroy their very own state or the United States that they freaking belong to. That's crazy. That's insane.
Sometimes I don't know anymore. Sometimes I just don't think there's anything worth. I just sometimes just want to throw my hands up in the air to say, I don't know. What the heck what can we do? How much can everybody take? Everyone knows my problem, my situation. Look at how they ran me through the mill. It just seems like it's never ending. It's just never freaking ending.
It's every level, okay? What they did to you, what they did to me, put me out of a $250,000 state, my inheritance, the whole nine yards through the judicial system.
Locked you up in jail.
Okay, locked me up in jail because of it, okay? Something I didn't even fucking do. I spent 9 months in jail for something I didn't fucking do, total, okay? I could have had a goddamn baby by then. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, children, your family. Well, anyone who's locked away in jail, look, you know, it people have to understand, you know, they use them as a warehouse now, and it's a revolving door system, and there's many people in there that don't belong in there, and there's people that, of course, do belong in there. There's bad elements of society that cannot be around us. They just cannot be trusted or be around, you know. Look, I don't want my grandmother beaten, robbed, and murdered, you know. I mean, you know, those bastards need the electric chair, you know.
There's lots of people that need to be, that's their home. It is sad to say, but they need to be in jail permanently. Okay? They need to be jail, prison, whatever, because they cannot function out here in the so-called free world. Okay? They can't do it. Okay? There's just no way. And, you know, I hate, you know, it's a fine line when it comes to the cops. Okay, they have a bad job. There's crooked some bitches in that trade too, just like my trade. There's crooked people in the electrical trade. There's crooked people in plumbing and construction and banking. Obviously, it's they're all trade. Okay, even law enforcement's a trade. Okay, so there's good and bad on both sides, but it only takes one rotten son of a bitch to spoil the whole image of the of whatever. You know, it's like in the law enforcement. One rotten apple can spoils the whole image of what they're supposed to be doing. So, you know, do they have a bad job of rounding these son of bitches up? I wouldn't want that job. No way. Okay.
Well,
it's a dangerous job. I've done security. I was a security officer for 3 years out of high school. I carried a gun, drove a patrol car. Did it, seen it on some of the roughest fucking streets up there in Dallas, Texas, you ever want to be. That's back then. Yeah, you think I got any better?
Yeah, 70s were the worst. 70s were the worst for crime. I mean, New York City was a jungle, you know? Yeah. It was bad. It was real bad. You know, and I remember they had all the serial killers, too. Remember that? What'd they have up here at that time in New York? That guy talked to the dog. He was a dog talking to him. What the hell was that? Man, I forgot about that. The 44 caliber killer. Remember him?
I remember some of that. Yeah, crazy. Like I said, they're all these people are crazy. But, you know, like I said, these people cannot exist outside of this prison system. Okay? They just can't do it.
Yeah.
Repeat offenders. What do you call repeat offenders? Okay? They stay in there for 20-something years, and they try to get out, and just short period of time, they're back to their due to their criminality. Okay, and they're right back in there.
You're right about that. You know, the thing of it is, though, is that you know, when I was a kid, you know, I remember in Connecticut, there, our town, we had one murder in 1984, and I remember everybody was locking their doors, they were petrified. Oh my God! Now in the same town, they've had 10 murders a year, 10 to 15 murders a year. You know, that's crazy. That's insane.
It is.
You know, when you think about it, what has happened?
It's kind of easy to figure out what happened. Society is falling apart. It's falling apart at the seams. Okay, through that, through all this liberal bullshit, this woke agenda, this all this shit that has exploded. When Butt Buddy got in there, you know, married to Michael, you know, Michael, that all exploded in. Okay, it wasn't really that bad. It was there, obviously, prior to Butt Buddy, but after him, you know, men can use women's restrooms while your little daughter's in there. Oh, don't worry about
it. Oh, we had that here in North Carolina.
All
the bathroom
bill.
All
that shit started then. He got in there. Okay? And it exploded.
Isn't that
That's
insane?
What it exploded.
Isn't that insane? A guy can try out for a woman's sport, and just because he calls himself a transgender, he can go in and sit in a girl's locker room, change clothes, and play women's sports. Isn't that disgusting?
His
ass when you were a kid, you know?
Yeah. Funny you mentioned that, but if you don't believe me, go Google, and it's on Amazon, because I didn't believe it until I seen it a while ago. There is such a thing called a butt baby. You heard me right.
What's that? What is
a
that?
A transgendered man can get a real-looking baby, or a real-looking baby, shove it up his ass, and to experience childbirth.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Who's supplying the baby?
I swear to God, on a stack of Bible.
A real baby?
It's not a real baby. It's a fake baby. It's a fake.
Oh, well, that's coming next. The real one.
No, they shove it up the guy's ass or whoever, the transgendered, think that they're fucking women, and they can experience what it is to be the childbirth. Go look it up
on
Amazon.
Babies don't come out women's ass.
I know
that. Oh, my God.
They got sick. These people are sick, I'm telling you. And I don't think there's any cure for that kind of sickness. I really don't think there is. Well, except there's one thing, and that what comes out of the end of it, you know what? You know?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my Lord.
I never heard of that.
What are they doing with that?
They even show diagrams. Go look up the diagrams. It even shows it.
Oh, my God.
Amazon. Go to Amazon or Google and put in butt babies. B-U-T-T.
Wow.
B-A-B. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Okay.
I'm typing it, you know. That makes things act a little slow, but I don't even know if I want to see it.
Yes, it even shows a diagram of how to use it. Fucking people are sick, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They're fucking sick.
Yeah. I remember when the election was starting. The election was when Biden was running, and I was calling Kamala Harris's office all the time, and they were talking to me. I'd run the air. I would call them, you know, I just start my show at 7, and they're like three hours behind, so they're 4 o'clock out there, so they'd still be there, you know. And I remember calling them up and talking about the very sickness that this country was going to experience while she was elected. Because I knew she was going to go, I knew they were going to win. I knew they were going to bring the election. I called it, actually. You know, I knew they were going to do that. So it's just not to the extent how they did it. But anyway, but they would talk to me, not Kamala Harris, but you know, her constituents there at the office. And they would talk to me, oh, that's our constituents from North Carolina again. You know, so they knew when I'm calling. I called them about 7 times, you know, I went over this, and they said, oh, no, she doesn't support this. No, she supports this. She supports the Second Amendment. Yeah, bull crap. She don't support no Second Amendment, you know.
Here's one of them from Google. It says trans women, that's a guy trying to be a man, or no, trying to be a woman. I get this confused. So they're even confusing me now. Trans woman can now buy a butt baby, in parentheses, to stimulate childbirth by biological women. Right there, read it.
Lord have mercy.
Jeez, you got to be kidding me.
I don't know. Well, anybody want to call in? I'll be getting ready to wrap it up here. If anybody want to call in and make their comments, do it now. Please, 657-383-0616. I did have a few of you there on the line. I know it's late, so if anybody got there something to I got this. Let me see. Yeah.
There's one of the links. Can you read it?
Yeah. Well, I'm just reading messages. Somebody sent me a private message in the chat room, so yeah. But, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, boy, I tell you. All right, well, anybody, like Boyd, I think I got you on here. If you want to say something, you're on. If not,
well,
I'm going to get ready to wrap it up.
I was going to say something, but there ain't nothing I can say that's going to top what Gunn just was saying.
That took the cake, huh?
That's it.
There's a book about it. There's a book that shows how to do it. There it is right there in the Amazon.
Gunn,
right there.
Gunn, you brought that subject up, which is all well and good, except for one thing. You brought it up on the wrong show. That was a wrong moment. That was a wrong record moment.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no doubt.
Ron Rick. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, anyway, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, should be a good one, we hope. So let's see what happens there. And anything else, we'll get ready to wrap it up. Sarge, I was waiting for Sarge to call in. I was waiting. I've been waiting to talk, wanting to talk to him. And he's, I don't know where the heck he is. He's been dodging my show for some reason. I don't know what's going on. So let me just send this person a message here if I can. I don't know if I can here. kind of hard for me to do the chat room at the same time and operate the show, though. But now my chat room's not working, so I don't know what the hell's going on. Anyway, all right. But anyway, let's play this at the end here. Some Rowdy Rowdy Piper, huh? Hey, guys, hopefully you'll join me tomorrow. Is any other shows on late tonight? Anything else coming on late tonight? Or I got a couple extra hours to kill here, but if not, then... All right, man.
I don't see anything. I don't see anything right now.
Yeah, well, all right. Here we go.
Because I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signal's broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh.
You're watching The Madness of a Lost Society. November 26, 2010, Black Friday revealed yet further evidence of the complete madness of the populace of our lost society.
In case you didn't hear, the leaders of China and Russia.
China and Russia said that they are renouncing the dollar.
The best way to think of it is a ticking time bomb. At some stage, the dollar will fall sharply.
Now, you might be saying, Neil, what the heck does this mean to me?
As the dollar loses status as the world's reserve currency, as mystery missiles launch just off our shores, as North and South Korea take the world to the brink of war, as the TSA violates all measure of liberty and constitutional rights, and as the U.S. military itself prepares for the coming total economic collapse and breakdown of civil order, this is what Americans care about. Wanton, lustful commercialism, acting like animals fighting over trinkets made by human beings for slave wages. As you watch this horrific video, do you think any of these people own a single ounce of physical precious metal? Any gold? Any silver? Do you think that even one of them understands what the Federal Reserve is, or that the Fed is spending them into oblivion and economic slavery? Do you think even one among them has made any preparations at all for the day when there is no food on grocery store shelves? And do you think the morally bankrupt executives at Target or Walmart even care? This is what we've become. A decadent, mindless culture who, by virtue of this complete and willful ignorance, are now officially complicit in the crimes being perpetrated against us. Do you think these people who behave like animals, literally trampling each other over $198 laptops and $10 toasters, will even pause for a moment to consider their actions before they riot and burn entire cities when the days of hyperinflation finally arrive? When the grocery stores are bare? When they are truly desperate? This, my friends, is what a dumbed-down, morally bankrupt, completely broken society looks like, and this is how it behaves. No outrage over the bankers raping them. No outrage over their gutted industry. No outrage over their plundered dollar. Just blind, wanton stupidity. Just bread and circuses. The elite are social Darwinists, and they believe what they can get away with is fair game as long as we allow it. This is social engineering, and they've done it to us by design. They've turned us into animals that they can corral. We are no longer citizens in a republic safeguarded by our elected representatives. We are consumers feeding at a corporate trough managed by officials.
Will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks, any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve's discount.
Tell us who they are.
No.
If this is America, who will stop them? Our entire system is corrupt and needs to be dismantled and begun anew. But from what base? If what happened on Friday across America is any indication of the condition of the American populace, then our very foundations are built of sand. May God forgive us for what we've become and for what we've allowed to happen to our nation. And may those of us with the courage and sense to do it renounce this behavior and the monstrous marketing ploy that is Black Friday in its entirety. This, my friends, is not us. We are the Republic. We are the informed. We are the proactive ones. And it is our job to lift up those who are lost. And saving our Republic is a full-time job. May God bless the Republic.
All right, may God bless the Republic. Take care, be safe out there, everybody. See you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Thanks.